This is the beginning of the rest of my life. What do I mean by this? Well, I mean I will be spending less time on the site as a whole. I will give myself more time to be in the present, and more time with my creator, and more time with my family. I spend way too much time on the internet and computer as a whole. It bothers me the amount of hours I spend daily online, and to be honest, it's all a distraction from what I need to be doing, improving. We as men need to improve in our own individual ways, then come together as a unique community. I think the whole men going their own way movement would thrive if we all came as one head of thinking. Like if we all somehow agreed to become an actual spending power in our selective country, or if we all had a code of conduct we all universally understood and followed for the most part. Then society will bend at our will. Imagine if all men just stopped talking to women. We just took all that money used for dates and used it for building male independence, or used that amount of money to teach young boys their real true worth. Us men are being crushed by design. The Zionists are laughing as they are crucifying women and gender bending our boys. It really irks me that we have so many boys medicated, but the girls aren't really given Adderall that much. Back in 1990s I was given Adderall and diagnosed with ADHD with no professional backing. The school just gave me pills and my parents went along with it. That right there is dumbing down our boys. It's killing them slowly, the type of slow that takes 40 to 60 years to churn our hearts into mesh. There are many male chambers of torture on this earth. I only know a few of them: greed of money, lust of women, and abuse of drugs and alcohol. These three vices have killed many people, but men especially. If there is something I would say to the younger generation, is to understand the power of staying grounded and focused. An idle mind is Satan's playground.